Cari amici, alla preghiera per l'unità dei cristiani vorrei aggiungere ancora una volta quella per la pace.
Pope Benedict XVI appealed for an end to conflicts around the world on Sunday. Speaking to pilgrims and faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square to pray the Angelus with him, Pope Benedict especially prayed that, in the various conflicts unfortunately underway around the world, the slaughter of innocent civilians should cease. He went on to say, "Let there be an end to all violence, and let there be found the courage to conduct dialogue and to negotiate."
Abbia fine ogni violenza e si trovi il coraggio del dialogo e del negoziato.
The Pope's appeal for peace came in the context of a reflection on the pressing need for a recovery of the full visible communion of all Christians, which Christ himself desires for his church. This Sunday falls in the middle of the week of prayer for Christian unity, a theme to which the Pope also turned in his English remarks to the faithful.
I get all the English-speaking pilgrims present to this Angelus. In these days we are celebrating the week of prayer for Christian unity. Let us join our prayers to those of our brothers and sisters of all churches and communities, that we may dedicate ourselves even more earnestly to working towards our visible unity in Jesus Christ. God bless you and your loved ones.
A convert and founder of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement, Father Paul Watson began the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity in 1908. It opens each year on the day of the traditional Feast of the Chair of St. Peter, January 18th, and concludes on the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul, January the 25th.